We all have different paths, we all have different lives. We cannot compare ourselves to another imperfect person next to us.
Aloha! Aloha, Terrell!
Aloha, Deidre!
And aloha to everyone out there, too!
Yes, aloha to you folks!
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right, we are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha! Guess who's back?
Aloha! We're back again for Season 3 here with DT Talks.
Yes! So excited to be back. How about you, Terrell?
I know, it's been very, very nice to have a break. And it's just a new year, new beginnings and new plans and many, many more interesting things that we're going to do this wonderful season of our DT Talks.
Of course, yes. And since it's the first episode for Season 3, we're going to be talking about birthdays. But before we get into that, is Uncle Terrell there? Is he back with us for this season?
Man, when I invited him for a party, which I'll talk about this, about this particular thing, he didn't even come. But anyways, I think he should be here.
Oh.
Actually, he's here. We'll go to the news. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from goodnewsnetwork.org.
Of course.
How you doing, Deidre?
Oh, I am doing okay. Very tired, Uncle Terrell. How about you?
Uncle Terrell, very, very relaxed because Uncle Terrell likes celebrating just good time in Hawaii.
Wow, so lucky.
Okay, now I go to the news. One of the best headlines that happened this week is watch Dwayne Johnson, The Rock Johnson, give $30,000 drug to the guy who took him in when The Rock was homeless teenager. There's a reason why Dwayne Johnson gets called the most likable celebrity around. Not only is he funny, he has his own foundation that helps at risk and terminally ill children. Kindness just seems to be in the actor's bones. As for his latest act, he's just gifted a brand new Ford F-150 to an old friend. During New Year's Day, he went to very old friend. He's 48 years old. His name is Bruno Lawyer.
Thought you were going to say Bruno Mars.
He don't know Bruno Mars, only Uncle Terrell know Bruno Mars. So irrelevant. It says here, it's true that The Rock's initial greetings didn't sound all that friendly. He start with, "Hey, you son of a gun," Dwayne yelled across the parking lot, but his tone was just in jest. Bruno took the actor in when he was homeless as a teen in Tennessee, and then 9 years later, after Johnson fell on hard times once again while trying to make his name as a wrestler, it was Bruno who again came to the rescue and said he could live in the Nashville trailer. And then Dwayne Johnson later add on, he said, "I love you," wrote to his friend in a post on Instagram. "Your kindness and heart helped change my life's trajectory. And when you're ready to retire from the business, you just say the word, 'I got you covered.' I think The Rock should give me the money instead lah, cause it's more, I can use it more wisely."
What would you do?
Uncle Terrell will invest all of it to an MSG factory.
Of course,
MSG is life.
You should have a t-shirt that says that, yeah.
MSG is life. Yes, we should make that t-shirt and then sell it. People will buy it for sure.
Yeah, especially all those aunties and uncles who work at the hawker stalls. Yes.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And then everyone will just love that shirt. But anyways, This old man was very sweet and kind to bring Dwayne Johnson in when he was a teenager. So we should always remember the people that helped us along the way in our lives. We should find ways to give them back. Maybe small kindness, maybe MSG, maybe cook for them. So Uncle Terrell's philosophy here is telling you that if you love your parents, please give them back your money and also give them back your life because they wasted that money on you. So you better use your talent very wisely to bring back to them, okay?
Very wise words, Uncle Taro.
Always love your parents and the ones that brought you up when you were young.
Well, guys, you heard that from Uncle Taro, yeah? Make sure you buy his t-shirt and be kind to others and also give back.
Yes. Must give back to Uncle Taro because Uncle Taro's advices are very, very expensive.
Oh, okay. Apparently, we have to pay him now.
Okay, this is all the news. Take it away, Deidra.
All right. Nice one, Uncle Taro. Well, I hope we are able to learn from that. But now, since we love having guests with us, especially throughout the whole season 2, we have another familiar guest with us for today's episode.
As you guys know or not know already, we have this guest before, like in season 1 and season 2 now.
Yeah,
we thought of it as a good idea to bring him back because he's good at giving advices. And also he's good looking. And as one of our friends has said before, that he has a wonderful voice. Well, when he was speaking, of course. We'll let him introduce himself once again. Take it away.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi, my name is Evan. I'm from Malaysia, if you guys heard that before.
That's the good voice.
It's very Corona. Very Corona voice, you know? Anyways, hey guys, I'm Evan. Well, I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yes, thank you for coming back.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, thanks for being our guest again, because I think, honestly, you give wonderful feedback, and you always, like, have good knowledge to
He's very thoughtful, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very thoughtful person. That's why he can give thoughts to others very easily.
I try. It's hard, but I try. It's hard, guys. If you want me to give, like, thoughts, I have to think about it first before I actually say something because I don't want
That's usually the process, right? You have to think twice before you say something.
Yeah, because it's like if you give someone an advice and they try it and then it doesn't work and then it's like, oh no, I should stop giving advices.
Okay.
That shouldn't stop you from, like, you know, giving others advices. Maybe your advices will not be applicable to some individuals, but at the end of the day, your siblings might find it helpful, your family as well, maybe even, you know, future relationships. Well, not saying you're not in a relationship, just so you know, guys, he's taken, so you can't do anything about it.
Guys, she's coming back in a few weeks and I am excited.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something look forward to, I guess.
I guess. I am excited.
Okay.
We're getting a little off topic, guys.
Sorry, guys.
All right, let's, to help us feel a little more comfortable, why not we start off with this little activity for our listeners to get to know our guest, Emin, better.
Yes, it's not like we know him already, but it's better on you guys because you don't know him as much, you know? We knew Emin when you were in teenagers.
Yeah.
For Deidra, why she knows him since he was born, right?
Yeah, she saw me in my diapers.
Yeah, we were, neighbors at one point.
All right, the game that we're going to play today, it's called Would You Rather Birthday Edition.
Yeah. Interesting. Let's see what we got.
Birthday episode, guys. Okay, so are you ready, Emin?
Shoot.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a sign or...
Yeah, that's a sign. It means, like, take it away.
Okay, go with Deidra.
Okay, first up, for your birthday, would you rather have cake or no cake?
Oof. Probably no cake.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because it's really sweet and fattening, and I don't think I'm going to finish it. So maybe like a proper dinner is just fine, like a Chinese one or an Indian one.
But where are
you going to
put the candles?
On the spaghetti?
Ew.
I don't know.
What the heck?
Or on a cardboard?
On a what?
Maybe a small cake or like a cookie with
what?
A candle on the top.
You know what? My nephew celebrated his birthday, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So he had a cake, but they didn't put the candle in the cake.
Huh.
They put it in a bowl and then just made him blow it off.
Why?
That's so...
Actually, I'm not even sure, but he blew it off in the bowl and then he proceeded to cut his cake. So I was like, okay.
Is this TK?
Yes.
Okay, it's TK.
Okay. I wouldn't know, but you guys would know. Anyways, yes.
Okay, next question.
Okay, next up. Would you rather receive presents or cash?
Cash.
Oh, straight up cash, huh?
Man, business minded person.
Sorry, like in these days you need the money, yo.
Okay, yeah, of course, right now, like, you know, the pandemic is not helping you guys. So receiving presents, unless you can sell it.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, you can get the present, but if it's not as useful and if people are too stressed about giving you presents, just give the cash. I'll just use it. That's pretty much it.
So Asian.
I am.
Oh, you guys. Okay, would you rather spend your birthday outside or at home?
Oh, this is hard. Well, with Corona around, probably at home. But if this was like a normal birthday, probably once every 3 years, go outside and have fun.
Why 3 years?
No, home is where everybody just gathers to me rather than going to a specific spot that is like far away, inconvenient for everyone. That's a very bad excuse. I know. Okay, yeah, once in a while outside, but home is where the love is. That's where I would rather celebrate.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. It's really emphasized this like for the past 3 seasons, so I guess it's valid on what you said.
Okay, if that works.
The next one. Would you rather grow old but look young or never grow past the age 16?
Yeah, grow old and look young.
Why?
You want to see me when I'm 16?
Hey, you look fine when you're 16.
I was just picturing that. I was like, oh gosh.
What? Yeah, he looks fine when he's 16. I think we should show you guys the picture of him when he's
16. Imagine this. If I look 16 my whole life and my kids looks older than me, who's going to be the child in the people's opinion?
It's okay. People would think you're young.
I don't want that. I want people to see young but mature. Young but a father. You know?
You have that one type of glasses when you were 16, if I remember.
Wait, what kind of glasses is this?
I can't remember. I wore a lot of glasses.
I remember. I don't know. It's just funny on him for some reason when he was 16.
Or okay. I just look funny.
Now, like, you still pretty much look the same, but yeah, it's just have that young boy look.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, it works, I guess. She remembers my 16 better than me.
I don't know. It's like the sweet and sour 16. I would not want to go back there.
I agree.
I mean, I feel fine looking 16, though. I have less acne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have more acne now, but it's fine. I mean, it's getting better. My skin got way better than before, so it's still pretty good.
It's the right products, guys. Choose the right products.
Whoever said that acne is only for teenagers, oh, heck no.
It's for everyone. It's for everyone.
Yeah, it became prime time when I was a young adult, so... Anyways, the last would you rather, please.
Okay, would you rather have 10 presents from your friends, but they all give you the same thing, or just one present?
Oh, dang.
Like your whole birthday, you just got one present.
How about a third option? Just eat good food with family.
No.
Okay, maybe the last one. Because, I mean, if they all gave me a pen, all 10 of them are pens, what am I going to do with all 10 pens?
It's useful. Hey, you can sell it.
Pens.
You want me to sell presents that people give me?
Hey, you're not, if you're not going to use it.
And sell it to people? Like, what if the person's like, hey, how's my pen? Oh, yeah, by the way, I sold it. Yeah,
they're like, hey, I see someone else using my pen. Is that the one I
used? Oh, no, I just rented it to him. I just lent it to him.
The thing is, they wouldn't know. Like, if you buy a Stabilo one, and if you bought a 10, like, pens that's in one package, and then if they distribute it with each other and send it with one gift, it wouldn't matter, because, like, they wouldn't know which pen is which, and then if you already give
it
or sell it to
unless
someone.
Unless they, like, secretly engraved on it.
Like, yeah, they wrote their name.
Emin. Every one of them has Emin on it, and then I give it to somebody. Oh, are you Emin now?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so maybe one present or no present. I just want to have a good time with my family and friends. That's pretty much it.
Oh, but what so kind of present, sweet. Though?
That's a very good question. I have not thought about it, but...
No. Yeah.
If I had, like, the present, I'd probably want a nice car.
He wishes he was Dwayne Johnson's friend now.
Oh, yeah, 30,000.
No,
Ford.
I wish I was Dwayne Johnson himself giving cars to people.
No, true. Oprah's the one. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
I'm like, can I get a car, please?
Well, now we know.
Expensive taste, yeah? Okay, so... Now we know more about Amun. Okay, so did you guys know, guys, in ancient Egypt, when pharaohs were crowned, they were birthed into gods. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Okay. And did you know this was the earliest known birthday celebration?
I didn't know this. I just know the Greek one. I know the Greek reason, but I didn't know about the Egyptian one.
Wait, birth into gods? Maybe you can explain for those who don't understand what that means.
You know, when they're crowned, they are viewed as gods. That's their birth from human to god.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
in ancient Egypt. Okay, and also the Vikings, they mark survival rather than birthdays. So back then it was all about, oh, you survived another year or so. So they had one ritual that was mentioned in the sagas. It's the Tanfe, I don't know how to pronounce it, or tooth present given to an infant when they got their first tooth. So it celebrated the fact that the baby survived the first year of life.
That's good.
It's pretty cool.
Early birthday celebrations.
I think over many kinds of cultures and traditions, I think they have their own way of presenting messages of how birth is made, if that makes sense.
Birth is made. That's actually a sex ed class that we will have to talk about another time.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant, but...
birth is made.
When people are born, okay, when people are born.
Yeah, the egg and the sperm.
Okay.
I didn't mean it that way, but okay.
Okay. Just pretty much, you talk about like the evolution of birthdays.
Yeah, before I was a baby, I was a monkey.
Oh my gosh, guys, I didn't mean it that way.
I'm just kidding.
Birth is made, I'll remember.
Remember,
that.
Think twice before you speak.
Yeah, Terrell.
Yeah.
But I have to say this though. If you think about it carefully, you know, yeah, in a different perspective, every year is another year that we should be grateful for, that we have been given another chance to live. I mean, especially
given another chance to live.
I mean, okay, that's a wrong way to do it. We should be grateful to be alive.
Okay.
Especially now, in the corona, you know, virus kind of situation, you know, we should count our many blessings rather than count our mistakes. We should definitely, you know, thank those who have helped us come this far. And gratitude, guys, gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that's the key, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But just so you guys know or didn't know, it was my birthday this past week. So there we go. Happy birthday to me.
Yep.
Oh,
happy
okay.
birthday.
I wished you so many times and he reminded me months ago.
Yeah, he reminded you during November. Hey, guys, by the way, my birthday is in January.
He did that. And then in December, he reminded me, hey, my birthday is in January. I'm like, I know.
Just so you guys, you know, won't forget like my mom did.
Ouch.
Okay.
But it's okay. She remembered either way, so.
Did you remind her?
I kind of did and kind of didn't, because I like to lay low and I don't like to announce to the world that it's my birthday.
You just do that just now. Exactly. You just announced it to the world.
You just announced it. Well,
ouch.
I mean, I kept forgetting that I'm talking with everyone else that's in the podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I think twice before you speak, guys. I'll just say this, guys. Did you know that Christians, they consider birthdays a celebration of ego?
I thought you were going to talk about Jesus, but I guess ego is thing.
No. Like Christians who later on, you know that Christians were not just during Jesus' time, right?
Anyways, I don't really know, but go on.
Yes. So that comes to this topic, okay? Because for this episode, remember how we're talking about birthdays and we're talking about how people would think of it or celebrate it when they're younger, yeah?
Yep.
And then how they'll celebrate it now. So of course, yeah, birthdays are a great thing. It's a special celebration. Of course, you want to feel special. But we also have to see as well, why do we actually celebrate birthdays? Why do we have to make it so special? Like, why do we have to, even in this case, like, oh, why do we have to let people know that it's our birthday? Why should they celebrate with us? So we want to talk a bit more about that.
Yes, and that is why this episode specifically, if you don't know the topic already, is about definitely about birthdays and how it's celebrated back then and how it's celebrated now. Especially this pandemic is not helping everyone to celebrate their happy birthdays, you know.
We have to also see, is it really a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Because you do know people get depressed when it's their birthdays.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of know how that feels like. There's people who, they don't have families around them to celebrate with.
Right,
and
right.
What's worse, maybe
you know,
even...
Some of them, though, there's that pattern when it's near their birthday, their behavior starts to change and then they get nervous or sad. So it's like the birthday blues.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who have that. It's because, like, many reasons. One of it is aging. especially if you don't want to get older. Some of them, they see it as lack of accomplishments. Like, I didn't accomplish much ever since I was this age. So I don't want to celebrate my birthday. And then there's, of course, high expectations like, oh, you reached this age now. You should be married by now, blah, blah, blah. The social pressure and less love. They feel, oh, people don't pay attention to me because I just got older. So there's like so many reasons as well why people aren't also so enthusiastic about celebrating birthdays.
The worst part is sometimes they feel very miserable in their birthdays, and that's not like a happy birthday, you know? You know, when we envision ourselves having a birthday, we always think like, oh, all the happy things that's going to happen, all the friends we're going to celebrate with, the presents, the family. And then we sometimes don't see the other side. Some people might be suffering, like what you said before, Deidre, that people maybe they're not feeling good for their birthday because they didn't achieve anything in their lives for the past, I'd say, maybe, let's say 30 years. And of course, you're going to feel very disappointed because like, if you think about it, if you're not married, you don't have kids, and then...
Unless it's their choice.
Yeah, it's their choice. But like, if that's their view of accomplishments, then of course they'll feel very sad, you know? You won't feel very happy for that birthday. Because like, you see social media and people around you, you know, a lot of them achieve something that you want, yet they're the ones being more happy than you. And then like, you're in a limbo of just feel like you didn't accomplish much. Whereas like maybe you did more than the others in that one perspective. Maybe you own a business, whereas they don't own a business but have a family, but that's maybe your goal. Yeah, it is sometimes
there's miserable. Definitely various reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
What say you, Emin?
Sorry, I was daydreaming. But I was, I'm hearing what you guys are saying. I think this goes with what I said earlier, you know, like we need to change the attitude and the perspective of what birthdays are and what it should be. People think that as the year passes by, they should be accomplishing things, they should be achieving things. But in reality is, not everyone is going to be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have different paths. We all have different lives. We cannot compare ourselves to another imperfect person next to us. The truth is, we should always be looking forward to good things. You know, our birthday. Yes, I'm alive for another year. I've been through so much and here I am today celebrating my existence. And I'm proud to be here. And this goes to counting your blessings, you know, counting and appreciating others at the same time. Well, I'm not enforcing, but encouraging. For those who are struggling, it's a good idea to definitely look back in your life and count the good things than rather count the regrets. Ask yourself today, do you want to be happy or do you want to be sad? So during your birthdays, look back in the past year. What have you done? Have you served people? Have you done any good today? I can promise you this, you'll be much more happy and much more enlightened. It makes your birthday more meaningful when you know that you did everything you could and you counted all the good things that's happened.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe there's a strain of thought that I just had. Is that what if people actually enjoy celebrating birthdays by themselves?
Yeah, it's definitely up to them, like how they want to celebrate their birthdays.
Yeah. Of course. I think sometimes as friends, we overthink that because like they're alone, they don't enjoy being alone for their birthday. Maybe some of us do. And I'd say like, don't enforce that to someone.
Yeah.
People might be happy just being alone, being single as well.
It is their day. So maybe they can choose what they want to do.
Let them do what they want to do. Just as long as they know that they are loved and that everything is fine, then that's good enough.
Yeah, totally. Like, here's another thought. You could have a birthday party, invite the whole world. But in some cases, well, in most cases, you know, like the individual would rather just spend it with loved ones. And, you know, all they need like from others
special
is...
special people,
Yeah, and we're grateful to have Facebook and Instagram and all those kind of stuff to just receive greetings. And I think that's just fine. I think that's okay. You know, we don't need the world to celebrate your birthday. We just want to have fun on that day, you know?
Yeah, because to them, it's nothing. It's just another regular day. So just use that day. If you know that, okay, it's my birthday, it's my special day, then you find people who are just as special to you to make it even more meaningful. That's pretty much what I feel would be an ideal birthday celebration.
I guess like just going along with what you guys said as well is that, you know, celebrate with someone that matters the most.
Right.
Instead of just inviting the world, inviting everyone that you don't know. And then suddenly, and then like when they wish you a happy birthday, it has that low kind of feeling. You don't feel as happy if you celebrate someone that you don't know. I think it's important when you invite people to your parties, I guess, when you do have parties, is that invite people that matters to you. There will be, I say, people will be jealous.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste food on people who don't matter.
Yeah, I'm like...
I mean, yeah.
Like, hey, I paid for that. Don't eat that.
Eat the food, people that matter.
Yeah, not only that, but like, I feel like some people will be jealous because like you didn't invite them, because you forgot about them.
Well, there will always be people like that.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, we can't please the world, you know?
Exactly.
But that's not the point, you know? What if you actually genuinely forgot about that person?
Then you can genuinely tell them, hey, I'm really sorry.
Okay, so, yeah.
That I forgot about you.
It's my birthday, you know?
You worded it properly, guys.
I mean, you don't say that. That's pretty rude. Hey, I'm sorry. I forgot about you. That's why I didn't invite you.
Remember, think twice before you speak.
Obviously, I'm not going to tell that to people. I mean, that's kind of mean.
Like 16-year-old Evan would.
Wow. I would. I'm like, I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Oh, man. My goodness,
just kidding, guys. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are talking so much about this, but then we've also asked all these questions to other people. So should we share what we've gathered, Terrell?
I don't know, should we?
We should. I'm kind of curious now.
We have this segment, as usual, that we're going to listen to people, what they have to say on their specific birthdays, how they celebrate it then, and how they celebrate it now. Here we go!
Do you enjoy celebrating birthdays? Now I do. How did you feel about celebrating birthdays back when you were younger? Honestly, it wasn't a big deal for me, and I hated it when people remembered my birthday, so when my parents forgot, it didn't really bother me that much. But if it was someone else's birthday, I didn't want to be a part of it if they invited me, so I'd make up an excuse. How do you feel about celebrating birthdays now as you're older? Now it's different. Just being a part of and being able to witness how happy it makes people feel, whether the ones who we're preparing to celebrate or the birthday person, and yeah, it feels nice to see them happy. Do you think people are still keen to celebrate birthdays now amidst the pandemic? Honestly, I think people would still be keen to celebrate birthdays. It's something positive amidst this pandemic.
I do enjoy celebrating birthdays, but as you get older, you tend to get bored of it, and it seems like it's nothing special, and it's just another day. You just move on with your life. I remember back when I was younger, I used to enjoy it much just because you get a lot of birthday gifts, and everybody just thinks that you're amazing, and they buy you a birthday gift. But the older you get, the more they don't really care. It makes you don't really care as well, and nothing special. You just want to hang out with your mates. I think that's something that I do, I would say, at the moment, even back when I was on the mission as well, I just have a nice dinner and call it a day, because food is life. I think birthdays shouldn't be anything special, honestly speaking, because at the end of the day, a birthday is special with those around you. And I would say, even just like gathering with your family at Mamak or like eating home-cooked food, I think that makes the day special, honestly speaking, than all the gifts that you're gonna have that you're not gonna use anyways. I know, because I remember the bag of the toys that I used to have, they're all recycled, given to people. And at the end of the day, it does not bring eternal happiness, but gathering with your family brings that eternal happiness.
So, the first question? Of course, yeah, I do enjoy celebrating birthdays, if I'm celebrating. Second question, how did I feel about celebrating birthdays back when I was younger? Mostly, I'm celebrating my birthdays with my family, very rarely with my friends. But I love it. I love having this like quality time with my loved ones, I guess. How do I feel about celebrating birthdays now as I'm older? Kind of hard to say. I mean, it's been very simple the whole time. Like, we just, you know, have a cake and we will get dinner together, like with my family. And now it's kind of still the same, except as I'm older, like I will be away from my family, so I won't be able to have dinner with my family. The fourth question, I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on the people. Some people, you know, they celebrate big, they celebrate with everyone they know and stuff like that. And because of the pandemic, they can't come together with their friends. They'll be harder, there'll be a challenge for them. I'm sure people would still like to, but like the circumstances around them will give it some limitations. So that will be a bummer. Yeah. But for me, of course, I would still love to celebrate like my birthday. I guess I can take an example. Like last year, actually, my birthday, it was already pandemic is already like happening. It was actually at the early stage of the pandemic, but us as missionaries were already quarantined, so we cannot really go out. It was kind of sad because, you know, I anticipated like my only birthday on the mission, and it's on the Monday, so it's on the P day. So I thought like, wow, what am I gonna do on my birthday as a P day, you know? What can I like do to celebrate? But then the heck, it's like wasted. But I did have like a nice meal with my companion and then with like my housemate. So yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, I would still love to celebrate, of course. Yeah.
When I was 14, my mom was going to throw me a huge birthday party. She could buy all these treats. I'd invited all my friends and then no one showed up. So ever since then, I hate birthday expectations and I just go to dinner with my family or something on my birthday. But ever since then, I've sort of done the trick of just like hop onto someone else's birthday party. So I don't have to plan it. I just have to invite. And then the expectations is on them. Like we at Utah State, they have this huge Halloween party called the Howl. It's right around my birthday. And so every year I just ask the DJ to say, hey, Eric just wants to say thanks to everyone for coming to his birthday party. So I'm like the master of avoiding responsibility and expectations when it comes to birthdays. But birthday pandemics is perfect for that.
Do you enjoy celebrating birthdays? Yes, I love celebrating birthdays. I like being able to help others feel special, and I like celebrating my own birthday. How do you feel about celebrating birthdays back when you were younger? I definitely built like this social pressure every single time a birthday came up for a friend. Like I wanted to get the perfect gift for that person, but I also like felt this pressure of just being invited at all. And then if I was invited, was I able to make it? Because if I wasn't able to make it, I got nervous that like I wouldn't be that person's friend anymore. Like I was betraying them or something. So I, like as a kid, I kind of built this pressure around birthdays, but I definitely enjoyed going. How do you feel about celebrating birthdays now as you're older? I love birthdays. I guess that same pressure of just like getting the perfect gift for somebody is still there, but like I'm not as concerned about being invited. Like I just kind of accept like life happens when it happens. And if you're invited, awesome. And if you're not, that's fine. Just move on. You know, if something comes up after you are invited, like that's okay. Just be honest. And if you're real friends, then it's okay. So there's a lot less pressure, but I love being able to celebrate with people and helping them feel special. And I love just being surrounded by close loved ones. And I feel like birthdays are all about partying and just celebrating and having a good time. And do I think people are still keen to celebrate birthdays now amidst a pandemic? I feel like that's a mixed response because I'm in America. I've definitely seen a lot of people who pretend that this virus isn't happening, or people who think it's like a fake scam or something like that. People who are crazy, or people who just don't care even if they think it's real. People like that I know are for sure keen to celebrate birthdays without any issues, and they just go about their lives like nothing's even happened. I celebrated my birthday in September, and I just did it with my family. Like, I didn't have anybody crazy come over, and it was perfect, you know? So I guess it depends how you celebrate during the pandemic.
Oh, birthday. Birthday is the best day of my life. Oh my god, I can't even deny it. Who didn't like their birthday? You will have a cake, there are so many balloons. People are giving you presents, they are wishing you happy birthday. They even sing to you, happy birthday to you. Tell me, who hates birthday? When I was a little cute boy, back when I was younger, my parents throw out a grand birthday party. The funny thing is, I can't even choose the flavor for my cake. There are so many people coming on the party, I still can remember. But some of the people, I don't even know who are them. Who cares? Because the best part is, they bought me some birthday presents too. Come on baby, tell me who hates birthday presents. I freaking love birthday presents, yeah. But when I grow up older, I rarely throw out the party since I stayed in a hostel. It is still fun. My doormate woke me up on 12 singing me happy birthday. And when I walk into my class, the whiteboard is full of birthday wishes. I'm just touched and feel appreciated for the first time. Nah, I'm kidding. Oh yeah, due to this pandemic, I think there is still nothing can stop you to celebrate your birthday. I repeat, nothing can stop you to celebrate your birthday. You can bake a cake, buy balloons online, have fun and make the world yours. It's your birthday, baby. Nothing can stop you. So yeah, happy birthday and aloha, Noah. Bye-bye.
That was pretty funny.
The last one was the best.
I know, I love his enthusiasm about his birthday.
Very positive. Mm-hmm. Very positive.
Yeah. I probably can agree with doing everything right now during the pandemic. Because, you know, you don't want to spread the virus. Guys, wash your hands. Wear masks.
Wash your face too while you're at it.
Yeah. But anyways.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Emin, off of that? Everyone's thoughts about birthdays.
Everybody has their own perspective, their own ideas and opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how they want to see it. But I have to say, I'm grateful that they see birthdays as a positive thing, I guess, for most of them. You know, they don't see it as something as sad and lonely at the times. I mean, yeah, one of the voice recordings says, you know, she's fine with people not remembering, but she also wants to care for the others, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So for her, birthday means something else. So yeah, I have to say, these are all good perspective, good thoughts.
Yeah, if I think we will. Or to get someone who's like sad and lonely, I feel so bad because that just means like we know this person and we're not doing anything for this person for his or her birthday, you know. Yeah,
that's one thing I picked up, like one of the recordings she mentioned that she loves celebrating other people's birthdays.
Right.
I feel I'm like that. I feel I want to make it special for someone, so I like being involved in it and being able to give something. So rather than me spending my birthday trying to make it special for myself, but I feel like it's nice planning something special for other people on their special day.
Right. You know, I was watching a video the other day and it's talking about presents, right? And this person, he was saying, hey, there's a really amazing feeling. Instead of receiving the presents, you are the person who wraps it and gives it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm like, man, the spirit of giving, isn't that what makes the world a better place? You know, caring for others.
No, it's true though.
It's true.
It's very true.
Can I just say one thing? Because
Man,
it's my podcast. Shut up.
He asked us. I was like, okay, I'll just see.
As you guys know, it's my birthday this past week. One thing I felt very special about this one rather than the others was one of my good friends. Shout out, Lehonti. You are the man for being this. And Emin, so he gave me a present. He's the only one who gave me a present. Anyways.
Hey.
Last year, I gave you a present. And
well,
a card
last year, but this year is this year. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, about Lehonti. So what he did for me was I told him like what I wanted for my birthday. I just said something simple like an ice cream cake, but I don't expect like an actual ice cream cake, but like I was like, okay, I'll probably have a cake and an ice cream. On the day itself, on my birthday, I didn't know he made that ice cream cake all together for my birthday. Yeah, and it gives a different feeling, you know, when someone made something for you. Like instead of people giving you gifts, if someone actually made a cake for you, I feel so happy. Like, honestly, I've never felt this kind of happiness before. Like, it's normal for you to buy gifts and buy food and prepare certain, like, you know, food for catering and, like, for the party and all that. But it's a very different feeling when people make a cake for you. I don't know. Did you guys have this experience before? Like, people making, like, cake for you?
For me?
Yeah.
No. I'd rather just not.
Well, it takes a lot of work. Yes,
so
of course.
Here's the thing.
No, it's like I'm very choosy with my food. So
okay, but well, that too.
I think maybe we can generalize cake. Maybe a present. If somebody specifically made a certain present for you.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
yes.
My girlfriend, she made me a gift last year. It was really heartwarming, you know. It shows that she really puts the effort. She remembers you. She put a lot of love. To be honest, guys, I cried, you know. Aww. I was so grateful. Like, man, I'm so far away from home, away from my parents, you know. My friends are doing their own stuff. But out of nowhere, my girlfriend just presented me a simple, really nice gift. And I still have it. It's still in my room.
What did she give you?
So she got this box with a bunch of cylindrical holes. And then in each hole, she puts in 24 things that she loves about me.
Oh, that's so cute. Then,
how many holes were there in total?
I think it was it 24 or is it 20? It's one of those. Like, there was a bunch of stuff that she loves about me. And she put in a box. And then she got me other stuff and made me food. And I'm like, okay, she's sold. Probably have to pop the question someday.
Did you do the same, though?
Yeah. So, here's the thing. For my girlfriend,
yeah.
So she's away. She's back in Thailand right now. Our anniversary is in December. And Christmas is in December. And New Year's is in January. And then we have her birthday, which was finished recently in January. And now we have Valentine's Day. So, I'm collecting gifts for all those 5 5 days when she comes back.
Aww,
so that's I can't. Nice. Yeah, so this is the best I can do, you know, with what I have around me. That's the plan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I was younger, I loved my birthday. And I love telling other people too, it's my birthday. That was me when I was young and naive. And as I got older, I realized, hey, this is nothing big. I don't have to tell people about it. I don't want the world to know because they're just going to just wish me happy birthday and that's it. Because again, it's a normal day for them. So when I got older, I realized my birthday feels much more special when I don't tell people it's my birthday. And then I just get this surprise that they suddenly gifted me with something or they did something for me because they found out it was my birthday, but they didn't hear it from me. There was one time where I was in school back in Hawaii and it was my birthday and every time my birthday is always during exam time and I'm always working on my birthday.
Oh yeah,
so I just treat it as like another normal day. I was at work and then suddenly I came to work and my boss stuck so many happy birthday Deidre signs all over the workplace.
Aww.
Like she did that. And then lunchtime, she ordered pizza. And I was like, aw, I feel like I'm really touched that she did that. And I didn't like tell her anything was my birthday. She just like kept a record of everyone's birthdays. I was walking to class, you know, going about my day. So some people who I didn't think would know, they just wished me. And I was like, oh, thanks, guys. And then one of my friends, I also didn't tell her. She found out. And then she gifted me with my favorite chocolate halpia pie and candy that I really like and a card. And then that to me itself was just so special. Like not having to tell people, but them just somehow knowing. And then they were surprising me with this little things was just good enough for me to really enjoy my day.
Yeah, I agree with that kind of feeling. It does give a different kind of like
vibe.
Yeah, especially that because you feel more happier when people just do it without you telling them.
Or
you know?
Noticing. Yeah, like, exactly. You noticing.
So, I know it's fine to be excited. Yeah, tell people about your birthday. But you know, sometimes like you don't know how another person is feeling because maybe their birthdays, they didn't get that. They didn't get special attention. So when you tell it into their face, like, hey, it's my birthday. What have you done for their birthday, you know? Oof. What have you done for them on their special day?
Yep.
So, like, that's something we have to keep in mind as well because, again, we don't know what everyone's gone through.
Yes, exactly.
We don't know what it is. So remember that if you want that special attention as well, be sure you're able to do it for someone else.
Yes,
well.
Exactly. If we're in that position, you know, where literally almost no one knows it's your birthday, what should we do? I mean, besides the point, like, when we celebrate someone else's birthday, we make it special for them. Mm-hmm. But literally, if we don't have anyone, what should we do?
Then that is where what Emin said comes in place. Emin said that this is the time where you think back on your accomplishments, think back of your existence, see how you have evolved and come throughout those years. See where you have done good, even though, no one knows. Yeah, maybe it sucks,
in short, it's basically loving yourself.
Yes,
love is a big thing. Sometimes, I mean, we want to receive it and it's good to give it. At the same time, it works the same way for ourselves. If nobody remembers your birthday, it is fine. You remember your birthday. Mm-hmm. At least one person, yourself, remembers a birthday. And you should treat your birthday as a great day for yourself. Go do the things that you want. You can celebrate it yourself. You can go treat somebody else.
Eat the food you want.
Yeah.
Watch the shows you want.
Exactly. It's your day. You decide how you want to celebrate it. If you want to go outside and serve, go and serve. If you want to go and go to the farm, go to the farm. Go do what you need. It's just an idea.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, go to the beach. Yeah, that's a better one actually. So it's at least you remember and you should love yourself.
Well, that's the key takeaway, guys.
Well, but yes, good though for you, Terrell, that you had a good celebration this year.
That's right.
Oh yeah, like it's a very different feeling. Of course, the pandemic itself doesn't make it fun because you don't have everyone in your life. And also, I wanted to spend time with my mom. That was my, you know, birthday wish.
That's a good birthday wish. Soon.
Yeah, when I'm back from school, then I'll celebrate with her. But I guess amidst of the pandemic, what you can celebrate to make it feel better is, again, do what you feel that makes you happy, you know? Watching videos, having your own day off. Yeah, happy videos.
Yeah, don't watch depressing movies, guys.
Yeah, you'll make it more depressing if you're alone.
Don't. Yeah. I guess, call people. Yeah. Just call those call you people. Love. Yeah.
That's true. Like calling your old friends. Maybe you haven't connected with this person for like a long, long time. Here's an opportunity for you to do so. And not only that, they might actually wanted to wish you a happy birthday. They just didn't say it because they feel like they're so lost in this friendship connection. you know? And so maybe this is the bigger suggestion, calling someone on your birthday to make yourself feel special, you know? Instead of having people to call you, you call someone else. Plus, you don't need to say it's your birthday. You just tell them, oh, I think it's a special day today. That's why I wanted to call you.
Yeah.
He's still hinting. I think it's a special day.
The thing is, when you tell them that, they'll feel special. And then you'll also feel special at the same time.
And then they'll be like, wait a minute, he says special. Am I missing something? Yeah. Should I check my phone? Okay, then looks you up. He or she looks you up.
Exactly.
Oh, it's his birthday. It's his special day. I feel so bad now. Thanks.
Well, exactly.
Don't make someone feel bad.
But that's not the point.
I mean, we get your message. We're just trying to be funny.
but I get what you're trying to say. At the same time, connecting with someone, it's a great way for you to celebrate your own birthday. You know, like pandemic, you can't go out and not all of your friends are around you. Here's a good chance to do so.
Also, another thing, guys, it's like a celebration of another year for good health, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. All of us are still alive. None of us has tested positive yet.
I hope I don't get tested.
Touch wood.
Touch wood.
I'm knocking the wood now.
He's knocking it right now.
Me too. I'm sitting on wooden chairs, so I'm knocking
Yeah, don't jinx it. But ultimately, guys, like, there are multiple ways to celebrate your birthday. It doesn't have to be a grand ball. It doesn't have to be something
just
that
just those little milestones, you know, in
You know, I was thinking about in a year, regardless of what ethnicity we are, we all have different holidays and each holidays are special. So they're giving us more days to celebrate. And your birthday is just an extra wonderful day that you can have in that year. So take those holidays and take your birthday as one of those days where you can enjoy and have fun, you know, and be grateful for things.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, yeah, of course, if you want to feel special, oh yes, go ahead and feel special. Even though we know people have those birthday blues, they don't see it as something special, just try to take it as something positive and happy in your life. As Emin has said many times, be grateful, and this is a time to reflect, especially on what you've done throughout the year.
Good things that you've done throughout the year.
Yes, mostly the good things.
Remember that.
I mean, it kind
remember the legacy you leave behind.
Yes, exactly. I mean, to me, it's more fitting because my birthday is the beginning of the year. I can still like revise my plans and still think about it. But it's probably an invitation for every one of you. You know, you can think about the past year, what has happened, obviously the coronavirus. But besides that point, think about what you have done, what you have accomplished. What did you do when the pandemic was happening? What actions did you make? And what goals did you hit? Or did you try to write out that you want to accomplish this throughout the year after your birthday? And I think doing that will make a better outcome. And you have a positive impact, not to others, but to yourself especially.
At the very least, right?
At the very least, yeah, definitely.
I was thinking about it, just one final thought, just in case we're closing.
It is, we are.
Okay, I guess that's a good thought then. Going back to what Terrell has spoken to us, to share with us, you know, reflecting back and what Deidre said too, you know, it doesn't have to be great success. Even 1% of improvement of yourself, like you woke up, tried your best to wake up at 6:30 every morning, or eat your dinner on time, or maybe eat your dinner in the table and not in your bedroom. Those are good things to record down, to think about, hey, I'm actually improving in my attitude, my behavior. I try to help someone as much as I can. Those simple things are actually achievements. They could be successes that you can definitely reflect and note things down upon.
That's well, there you have it. I like that. Good reminder. Thank you, Emin.
No problem. I thought
he's certainly different from the 16-year-old boy.
Yeah, totally. My 16-year-old just wants to get school done and play football or soccer. That's
it. Oh yeah. You see how much we've changed, guys? See, throughout the years.
That's true. Yeah. Our wants and needs are definitely different from 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. Who would have thought both of you would have podcast by now?
Oh yeah, that too, eh?
Crazy.
Who would have thought we'd invite you?
Yeah, who would have thought you're our guest anyways? Ouch. Nobody knows.
No, but it's good.
Sounds like a painful gesture saying it out there. Oh,
it was really good. I'm glad we have you around to be our guest.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in and helping us out, I guess, and be our guest.
Be our guest.
Be our guest.
For giving wonderful inputs to our fellow listeners today. Thank you so much for listening to us to our DT Talks podcast season 3. Yeah, anything else to add, Deidre, before I just close everything off?
Well, birthdays are what we say, a new beginning. So what better way than to start off the new year with a new beginning?
Yay.
We can always do better. Yep.
Exactly. Thank you, Deidre, for sharing that.
And thank you, Edmund, for joining.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Edmund, for joining.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, family, friends, and family. Family, friends, and family.
Yeah, it's fine. It still works.
Friends and family.
Besides of family.
Friends and family, thank you so much for listening to us at DT Talks Season 3. We hope you enjoy what we have shared with you here today. And hopefully you'll be able to celebrate a great birthday for this wonderful year of 2021. And yay, please be sure to listen to
happy
us.
Happy birthday, Terrell. Happy birthday, everyone.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Be sure to tune in to our newest episode every single week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music, and especially in Buzzsprout as well, and Facebook. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks. Sorry, guys. It's been a while.
It's all right. You know, we're part of family. Yeah, we're done.
Yes.